I called on the gentleman over on the other side.
Our left side.
Mr. Griffin, there has been discussions about redundancy. Is there anything you can share with them regarding that?
No, since there are a number of you speaking, if somebody else covers a point that you're making, we would ask that you not make redundant statements. If you agree with somebody else's statement, you can just say that I agree with that statement. Go ahead, sir.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here representing
Could you tell us your name and address?
I'm sorry. Ron Liberto. It's 12 Palisade Street, Ocean View, Delaware.
And will the lady be speaking with you?
Most likely, yes. This is my wife, Diane Liberto.
Thank you.
I'm here in two ways. I represent myself, and my wife is here to represent herself. And I also am president of the Town Home of Providence and also president of the Providence Owners Association. There's two corporations involved here. We were before the zoning board, and we presented the reasons why we thought that this retail establishment should not go through. And I'm sure you gentlemen have heard the same old story. Nobody wants a retail establishment in their backyard. Well, that's very true for us, too. We don't want the retail establishment in our backyard. We also don't need it. On Route 26, there's so many empty establishments that, I'm sorry, there's just not enough room for this. The comprehensive planning zoning thing, I don't know that much about, but I'm sure it can't be to put a retail establishment in a residential neighborhood and have the townhomes, which is a three-story townhomes, overlook down into air conditioning, noise going on, dumpsters, the smell of that, and let alone that we got to sit down and we got to talk about this property, I understand, was originally purchased to be a senior housing, and now all of a sudden it's becoming a retail establishment with more than 27,000 square feet, not 20,000 square feet. This also is a proposal not for Mr. Franks to build a retail establishment, but also for the fact that Mr. Franks stands to make a lot of money by turning this property, having it rezoned and turning it. His self-imposed restrictions that he has said that he's going to do. I went over it with him. He met with me at my home. He's a very, very nice gentleman. I have nothing personally against Mr. Franks. But the self-imposed things that he is coming up with means absolutely nothing. There's no restrictions that's going to be on this property whatsoever. So therefore, he can put anything he wants there after the property has been rezoned. It could be a bar that's going to be open to 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'm sure you gentlemen wouldn't like to have a bar sitting right in back of your residence, and neither does Providence want that. There's also another reason. On these shows and all the engineers have showed, they did not show that coming down Muddy Neck Road, there's a curve. That's not shown on their plot. That's going to become a traffic accident, and somebody's going to really get hurt there. So when that comes down, it makes a turn, and it's an extreme blind spot where the property starts. Also, on their diagrams, they show a little wiggly thing going across existing grounds that have like a wooded area. Well, that's going to go away. So therefore, the Town Home of Providence is going to be looking on to a 6-foot-high fence. So that fence is going to be, what, here? Where's the representation of the building going to be? Way up here, almost to these people's decks. And 40-some feet away? I really don't want that. There was a letter that my wife had read to the zoning board, and it was presented by one of our owners. And I think it's very appropriate because this is the meaning of Providence. We do not want this in there. And this letter really covers it. So I would like to have my wife read that as part of into the statement and present it to you all. We don't have copies. I have one copy of it, and we can present it to the council secretary as our official entry into this with Providence and Providence Owners Association.
Anything that was read into the record at the commission will be before us already.
Okay, well then, maybe we don't have to read that, but if it's in there, it's...
You can hand it in to Mr. Abbott if you wish, but...
Okay.
Up to you.
Well, no, I mean, I think it might mean something to have it read that you gentlemen can understand how much we oppose this. So, please, bear with us.
Okay, this is from one of our other owners in the development, and it says, my husband and I are residents in Providence at 6 Calvert Street, and our townhome immediately abuts the parcel that is the subject of this application, and I'm writing to express our opposition. We purchased our home in 2002 and chose Providence because of the quiet, non-commercial nature of the surrounding area. As you will recall, there was significant development occurring within the year 2002, and as a result, there were many communities within which we could have purchased a home. But we desired a location where we would be insulated from the traffic congestion and noise more common to communities located along Route 26. We live in the city on a daily basis and are well aware of the problems that come with living in close proximity to commercially zoned properties. If we had known that our quiet neighborhood would in a few short years begin to resemble the crowded and congested commercial corridors like Route 26, we never would have chosen to invest in real estate in this area. We purchased the property expecting that the surrounding area would remain zoned residential. Any change to the current zoning would clearly be out of character with the surrounding area. Moreover, given the fact that a significant amount of underdeveloped commercially zoned land is situated just 1 mile from the subject parcel, there appears to be no compelling reason to change the zoning status from residential to commercial. The significant number of vacancies in developed properties along Route 26 should demonstrate that the demand for commercial property is weak in this area. Over the last 2 years, homeowners around the country, including Sussex County, have experienced a significant decline in the value of their homes. While real estate values generally are likely to recover over the next several years, recovery of values within communities surrounding this subject parcel would be materially impacted if the property rezoning is allowed to proceed. This recovery will further be impeded if after development the subject parcel remains vacant for a significant period of time. Zoning laws were enacted primarily to prevent new development from interfering with existing residents and to preserve the character of a community. We purchased our property in Providence in reliance on the fact that the Planning and Zoning Commission would protect our interest in preserving the residential nature of the areas immediately surrounding our home. The hardship posed to the residents of Providence and other communities surrounding the subject parcel, if the zoning application is approved, far outweighs any hardship to the property owner. The owner of the subject parcel knew at the time of purchase that the parcel was zoned residential and therefore should have no expectation regarding the ability to develop the parcel in a commercial manner. I'd just like to add one thing for my own opinion. I live in Providence, and I'm there year-round. That's my permanent residence. And I'm there in the summer when the traffic is heavy, and I have no problem finding a grocery store or a beauty salon or a restaurant without even going on to Route 26. So we don't really need anything right there in our backyard. Okay, thank you.
We thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
On that side, yes, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We are going to ask for a show of hands at the end of those folks who are here in opposition. So anyone who feels like they want to be heard, even though they've already had their opinion expressed, you'll get that chance to at least be recognized by a show of hands at the end. That's all right with legal counsel. Is that all right, Mr. Griffin?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening. My name is Bruce Ferrero. I'm a homeowner in Providence. My wife and I we signed our contract with Ryan in July of 2001. We moved in February 2002. Just to give you some perspective of where my home lies, I live in a three-story townhome. I guess the best way I could describe it is I'm about a horseshoe throw away from the proposed loading zones, dumpsters, whatever else he has planned back there. So I'm not really sure how many feet that is, but it's like 40 feet, I believe. You know, when you talk about NIMBY as an acronym, really, it's a literal meaning for me. This would be in my backyard, and I never once imagined that could happen to us back there. And to council's point about perhaps horses and dogs, a dog kennel would be a nuisance. Well, when we moved in there, there were horses in that pasture, and it was no nuisance to us or anybody in the community. What I'd like to do is just rebut a few things that council mentioned. She made a point about the funeral parlor sits across the street, and, you know, well, we're across the other street, so why not, you know, us? Well, that funeral parlor, I don't know the exact acreage, but I think it sits on about 10 acres, and it might be right in the middle of those 10 acres. And the closest home to that funeral parlor is about a football field away. Behind it is just a big patch of woods. And as far as the privacy fence goes and vegetation, I don't believe council was aware of the type of housing that butts right up against the property. But they are three-story townhomes, and you spend 100% of your time on the second floor where your kitchen is and your third floor where your master bedroom would be. So essentially, we would be looking down into the proposed commercial building. And to the other point, as far as, you know, geez, you're going to save us a lot of time and aggravation getting to Route 26. Well, you know, one of the reasons people bought back there where we are is because you don't have to go out to Route 26 to get the giant food store. There's back roads right there, and it's very, very convenient. Even with the speed limits around 25 miles an hour, you make it out to Giant in about 3 or 4 minutes. So essentially, obviously, I'm opposed to it, and I hope the council can see our concerns. We're there lifelong, and we don't want to move. But if this plan went ahead, I would certainly consider moving. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next.
Hello, my name is Diana Emlett. This is my husband, Pat. Forgive me, because I do not like talking in front of people, but this has become my passion. We only found out about this zoning change by happenstance. There was a very great person in Shady Dell Park, Lori Fry, who went knocking door to door to let people know about this. So this has given me 2 weeks. I was totally unprepared for the Zoning and Planning Commission meeting. When I went there, I have been very upset since. I'm sorry I didn't tell you where I resided. My permanent address is 57 Summit Avenue in Chatsford, Pennsylvania. My summer beach house address, which I hope to retire to someday, is 19 John Hull Drive in Ocean View. I also will look over this proposed zoning change. One of the things I would like to put before you is one of the many ways that you might have been able to find out about this zoning change. There is a notice on the property. Someone posted it and then proceeded to tear it apart so that it is not even, you can't even see it from the road. I have pictures of it, and this was about 2 weeks ago. I went out and took pictures of it. And if I could bring that in, I mean, something needs to be done even about that. I know I have read minutes from previous meetings, and I know you're talking about better signage, but that really does need to be done. Second, we thought that we would get some kind of a notification by mail. My husband has called several of the council members, and we find out that was only a courtesy, but it would have been a great courtesy because not one of the owners in Providence knew about this. So if we didn't have wonderful neighbors, like the neighbors in Shady Dell, Sandy, Gary Lee, we wouldn't have known. So I just would like that. I'm going to read from my notes only because I am not a good speaker. I've listened to Thomas Frank's proposal. It is not what our community needs or wants. When he purchased this land, and I know you've heard this, but he knew it was zoned residential. I knew it was zoned residential. I have an aerial map here which shows, and this just happened to be by coincidence too, it's a 2005 area map. It's exactly when I bought, in spring of 2005. It's residential. It's residential all the way. This is what I bought into. I did not buy into a zoning change for business. I knew Melson's Funeral Home was there. That's fine with me. I knew it. I knew that the produce stand was there, and I hear he's been operating for over 30 years. I can't do anything about what's already there and what's already changed zoning, but I can try to speak against this change because this is not in the best interest of me or anyone, I believe, in this room or in our community. I have been canvassing many communities surrounding this property. I have spoke with hundreds of residents, either in person or by email. Not one person, one, I've contacted has been in favor of this zoning change. Three people did not want to get involved, but they never gave an opinion as to what their opinion was. I know you've received letters of opposition from it, my community of Providence, as well as in my neighbors in Canal Woods, Waterside, Plantation Park, Malcolm Manor, Camp Barnes, Bethany Meadows, Bethany Breeze, Hunter's Run, Summerfield, Southampton, Quaint Acres, Bridalwood, Shady Dell Park, Ocean Farm, and many neighbors just along Muddy Neck, along West Avenue, and I might have even left out some. But we had spoken to people in between myself, Sandy, Gary Lee, and Lori. We have spoken to members in all these communities. And I know that you have received these letters. You had stated so. It is not right that one person out of so many can change the environment we are currently used to enjoying. I would like to also... I showed you the notice. This was just taken 10 days ago. I would also like it noted about the courtesy. I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself. There are 28 homeowners in Providence that are within 200 feet of this property, and they just weren't notified. I know that it's saying that we don't want to be looking at the back end of a strip mall. That's true. But more importantly, we just don't want it rezoned. I have no problem with the residential nature. I have no problem with the odor. I have no problem with the farming of this property. It's environmentally sensitive land. You have said so yourself. Another part that really upsets me is there are two parcels of land for sale here. One was a large parcel, and then one is a small strip of land about 65 foot wide. I haven't been able to research anything on this, and I think it's kind of odd that I can't. I heard originally, and these are stories that are going around, that it was supposed to be an easement for Shady Dell Park at one time. Shady Dell Park never needed it, so it just kind of stood vacant. I don't know what happened, and I didn't even know the property was even able to be bought. Or I'm sure Providence would have tried to look into it. Shady Dell Park would have loved to have had it. There are trees. When I moved in there 4 years ago, it was just reeds. All the trees have seeded, and they are beautiful. And it's all around the little creek that runs there, which has to be very sensitive land. We had problems with water in our backyard. Now that the trees have grown, they're absorbing the water, we do not have that problem anymore. What he is proposing along here for that only access that's in there, and if I could show you the map. This entire roadway is nothing but trees, along with the creek. That's all that's there. This whole area that he's going to have for a dry pond is nothing but trees, currently. We're going to be taking all that out. I was talking to many residents that have lived here a very, very long time. When they built developments around here, they didn't even take into consideration the water runoff, how everything runs toward the Assawamin Canal and drains that way, so all that water has to go somewhere. I mean, it's going to all run through these people's yard again. We had problems a long time ago with this when a couple of the other developments went in, and they told me about them. So I think it's very important. This is absorbing a lot of the water runoff, that now it's just going to be nothing but pavement. We have all invested our hard-earned dollars. We did so knowing the current zoning change. We knew Ocean View designated Route 26 as its commercial corridor, not West Avenue, the Muddy Neck Road, or Parker House Road. We are in close proximity to shopping centers. We don't need them right in our residential communities. This is why we chose this area. We don't want the noise, the traffic, the lights that come with a commercial property. Thomas Frank bought in this residential area, let him build in the residential area as a residential property. Why should he be granted a change in zoning? Is it because he prematurely laid out money for plans? Well, we laid out money for our investments also. There is plenty of commercial real estate available. Let him build there. Thank you for your time.
You said you have trouble speaking in public?
Yes, I do.
I don't think you have any trouble at all.
Thank you.
If I just may add to that, I don't want to duplicate.
Go ahead and identify yourself with your address
Pat,
as well.
Pat Emlett. Mm-hmm. Primary resident is 57 Summit Avenue in Chatsworth, Pennsylvania, with hopes of retiring at my summer home in Ocean View at 19 John Hall in Ocean View. The only thing I'd really like to add to this is that I've been in business for a very long time and dealt with business people. So when you go to make a large investment, a good businessman will go out and research it. So I was looking 4 or 5 years ago for a property where we might want to retire. So what I did, as any good businessman would do, was I went out, picked an area, did extensive research as the type of zoning that was in that area, found this home in Providence, looked at the surrounding current zoning that was there, realized that there was a commercial zoning that was currently there with the funeral home, realizing very strongly about the property that's in question right now, that it was zoning agricultural. If I thought for any moment that Sussex County would consider changing that to a commercial property, I wouldn't even thought 1 second longer to purchase that property, because the home that I had purchased is 49 feet from where that driveway is going to go in to hit this commercial property. What good businessman who's doing all of his homework, why should he lose the investment that he has made because of one individual who purchased the property knowing that it was zoned the way it was, trying to change it and trying to change the value of my investment and the value of investment of everyone else in the area? Not to mention that whether or not we need this has already been spoken about by other people. Is this the time that I would ask a question or not?
Mr. Griffin?
It's a public hearing. We need to hear you. So
okay.
If you have something to tell us, please do that.
Well, it's just at the beginning you said that we would be able to question. So that's the only
thing. Well, I just asked if anyone had questions about the procedure.
Okay.
We don't allow people who are testifying against something to question the applicant or vice versa.
Okay. Oh, it has to do with procedure, like with the letters that were sent in.
Go ahead, please.
Could I ask
you
that question?
You can ask it. I don't know if we'd be able to give you an answer.
I know I understand that. It's a procedural question. And first of all, I'd like everyone on the council to know that I had called and spoken to each and one of, every one of you, and I thank you for your time on that. But these petitions that were sent in, it's just a case in point as to what happens with those at this point. I mean, are they
attached to the record?
Okay.
Will remain with the record as was stated at the beginning of the hearing.
Okay.
Approximately close to 400 of them.
That's correct. Yes. Okay. That's all I have.
Did you want any of this?
If you'd like it as part of the record, you can turn it into
okay,
Mr.
Thank
Abbott.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I'm just calling on the gentleman behind you. Yes, sir. Come on up.
My name is Eric Scheinen. I'll spell that for you. S-H-E-I-N-I-N. My wife and I own a home in the Villages of Southampton at 33546 Mystic Lane. The mailing address is Ocean View. I believe the actual residence is in Frankfurt, the mailing address. This is our second home. Our permanent residence is in Gaithersburg, Maryland. My wife spends approximately 6 months here from beginning of May, end of April, until towards the end of October. I'm here off and on, and we come down periodically for weekends or a couple of weeks throughout the rest of the year. So we are here quite often. I appreciate your asking not to be too redundant, and I will not repeat what other people have said. I am the current president of the board of directors of the Villages of Southampton, and Southampton fully supports the position of the residents in Providence. I would like to certainly reinforce quickly the fact that the corner of Muddy Neck and Parker House is very difficult to make a left turn off of Parker House onto Muddy Neck. There are some blind spots. People who come down Parker House, many of them, rather than coming straight to where the line is at the end of the street to make your left turn, they actually swing out like they're going to make a right turn and then make a left turn. So it is a dangerous intersection. The other thing I would like to add, people have addressed the fact that the Melson Funeral Home is there. Nobody has addressed the fact that it is very sporadically used. I could count on one hand the number of times I've seen a funeral taking place there. I don't know if it means people don't die as often here, but
could be good news.
Yeah, could be the good living. But it is hardly ever used, and it's a very attractive building. It's a very attractive land. The only problem with that land, there's a lot of geese that land there. But from my impression of what Mr. Frank is intending or would like to get rezoned and build is something that will be used every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And there's a big difference between that type of use and what is going on at the funeral home. I thank you for your time and appreciate your indulging me.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Gary Noti. Primary residence is 255 Painter Road, Media, PA. Summer residence is number 2 John Hall Drive, Providence, Ocean View. I'm not going to be redundant. I'm going to agree with what was said already by most of the people from Providence and Southampton. The one thing is, I agree with what Mr. Emlett said. I purchased my property in 2004, and when I did, we researched the area, and the zoning was okay at that time. So I'm not going to say any more, but that's the big reason why we purchased there. So thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else over here on this side? Okay, we'll switch to this side. There's a lady coming up.
Thank you for giving us this opportunity. My name is Gary Lee Cox, COX. I'm the president of the Shady Dell Homeowners Association. My address is P.O. Box 407, Ocean View, 19970. I'm going to try not to duplicate anything that's been said. One of the things that concerns me is how many speakers here are not permanent residents. The fact is, the majority of the letters you received, I believe, and was told, came from permanent residents here. It has been pointed out that the neighborhood business zone was meant to provide shopping opportunities for rural areas, isolated villages. That is not the case here. I'm going to enumerate, because I don't think it's made clear enough. We have 4 drugstores, 6 banks, 5 grocery stores, 3 gas stations, 5 medical complexes, many with vacancies, 15 to 20 restaurants, and 10 hair salons within 5 minutes of this intersection. And you do not have to go on 26 to get to many of them. Even those that are on 26, you can go on a back road and spend maybe what would be equivalent of a city block on 26. Royal Farms and Wawa have both told Mr. Frank they are not interested in locating in this area. The property was purchased as an investment for profit. To say that if this property would be a convenience to the residents is absolute nonsense. The last thing the residents of Shady Dell want is a right-of-way going into our community, which would be open to commercial areas. We have a crime enough of our own We do not need to export any more in. The chance of this project that's attached to the petition ever coming to fruition are slim, if not nil. I believe this property will be sold as soon as possible in order to make a profit. And at that point, if it's rezoned, the residents will have no say in the matter as to what goes on this property, nothing. Now, there is a formula used on the Hill for estimating how many people are behind each letter written to a representative. The formula is so large it would take in the entire county here for the 400 and some letters you've received. But again, they were mostly from permanent residents. I would find it baffling and really troublesome if the county council gave more weight to an investor who does not live here and his profit motive than the hundreds of permanent local residents who are registered voters and taxpayers. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Next.
I'm not a speaker as well. I'll try. I just wanted to say
name
that
address,
I agree with
please.
What...
Name and address, please.
I'm sorry. Say I'm sorry. Pat Olive, 4 Bay Pine Drive, Summerfield, Ocean View. I agree with what everybody else has said, the people from Southampton, Providence, Shady Dell. But I want to say that I've come to Bethany for 30 years. I came down before I bought here 5 years ago. I came down as a, you know, a summer visitor, and I loved it. So when I came down to look, I looked in Bethany. And I went to Turtle Walk, where I had a mother who has since passed away, my sister. I went to Savannah's Landing, and all those places. And what I disliked most was you couldn't get out in the summer. It would take you 10 minutes to get out onto the street. You know, so I decided to look a little further back. And I went to Ocean View, and I found Summerfield, and I love it. But I don't want West, you know, in Muddy Neck, becoming 26. And if this gentleman, as nice as he might be, builds here, who's to stop the next person selling, and they're going to build over here, even closer to me? And, you know, before you know it, West and Muddy Neck will be another 26. And as some of the people said, we don't need it. I can get out perfectly well along the back roads to Giant and everything else. I can go down Burbage to go to 17 and Hawkins. You know, I don't have any problem. And I'm a full-time resident and a senior. So if I don't have a problem, nobody should have a problem. Thank you. Do you want to say anything?
Yeah. Members of the council, let me introduce myself. My name is Charles E. Olive, O-L-I-V-E. My wife is Patricia. I retired from New York City, Staten Island, after working 38 years for two major large construction companies, not doing the kind of construction we're talking about here, homes and strip malls. I'm talking office buildings. I was in a building when 9/11 occurred.
Okay.
The last company that I worked for, I'm sure you're all cognizant of the bridge that is being built at Indian River being replaced. That's being built by Skanska, a Swedish construction company. That's the company I worked for the past 10 years as a cost engineer. Now, what the council representing Mr. Frank has described, the way I think she's describing it, it's a REIT. It's a real estate investment trust. It's a commercial property. That's what we call a REIT. It's a strip mall that contains little bits of parcels of stores and what have you. I also believe the gentleman, the developer here, has said, specified it's going to be 27,000 square feet. Okay. Being in construction, I know this. They can do this, build a strip mall, 27,000 feet. Question is this all one level? Because you know what? He becomes successful. Let's say you people allow him to do this and he becomes successful. He says, now I want to make a change to the plans that I set forth back in 2009, and I want to add another story on top of existing, and now I'm going to have 54,000 square feet. I saw this. This is what we did in New York. That's how we added. We had what we call an Alexander's department store, and they wanted to add an office building on top of it. Feasible, structurally sound. You do all of the feasibility studies, and it can be done. So my question, I mean, my thing is that what counsel from Tunnel Razel has said, this is basically a strip mall. I'm against, first of all, for the records, I'm totally against this project, okay? When, as my wife said, when we retired 5 years ago, we lived in Staten Island for 33 years. I hate to tell you, I won't delay the court with this. My travel back and forth to work was humongous, public transportation. And I said, when we retire, I want to retire to a place that's peaceful and quiet. I didn't have time to come down here. I sent my wife on a study, on a study search. I said, you go look with your sister, and if you see something that you like, Providence was sold out. And we live in Summerfield. We have 64 units over there. And it's not a senior retirement development. It's a mixture of young children going to school, young people going to work, middle-aged people, retired people, and a few seniors. Pat and I are full-time residents for the past 5 years, 5 years and 3 months. My intent, I told her, they'll take me over to Melson's when it's time to.
They need the business.
Her mother passed away last year, and I said, I hope I don't see you for quite a while. But
we all need Melson's.
Yeah.
Someday.
But this is something else that in construction, safety is always a prime thing, and that's why this company, Skanska, got this job, because they have a very, very strong safety conscious program. Okay. When we talk about this development, let us also consider the strain that they're going to put, this development that they want to build, what strain are they going to put on Chief Ken McLaughlin, the chief in charge of the Ocean View Police Department? They're going to need to protect these people. And as we all know, we read in the papers, McLaughlin's force has been cut down. He had volunteers that went in there and saved us thousands of dollars, okay? Take a look at the fire department. We don't have a fire department. We depend on the Melville Fire Department. These people are going to need that protection. Where's that money going to come from? That means you need more firemen, more protection, more security.
Strip malls bring more crime.
That's my next. We also have been reading in the past few months that the crime level down here has increased, such as on 26, where you have these strip stores. There was a realtor that was broken into, Jimmy the Barber that I use, he was broken into, and there was dozens, okay? A couple of years ago, three banks were hit consecutively. The robbers, the Artesian Bank wasn't built yet. Wachovia, the bank that I deal with, First Shore Federal, was hit, and there was a third one. So crime is a factor. Now, if this gentleman is thinking of building a bar, what do you think a bar is going to do? It's you know, a bar stays open after midnight. People drink, people have too much to drink, and then they have to find a way to aggravate people, and then eventually crime occurs. So I really can't see the everybody else that has spoken has given, so I'm not going to go over the, there is no need, but my big pitch in this is, this gentleman gets the okay to build a 27,000 square feet strip mall if it's successful, which it should be, mm-hmm. he has the right then to come back and make an amendment to you people at a later date, 5 years down the road, and say, now I want to add a second or a third story, and now I'll triple my square footage. I'll use upstairs as a office space.
Okay. Thank you for your time, and please help us save our residential neighborhood.
Thank you very much.
Next.
Good evening again.
Again?
Mm-hmm. Same neighborhood, different concern. My husband and I.
Name again.
Oh, and address again.
Diane Camoli, 24 Reaping Way, that is the Summerfield community. I agree with all of the previously stated objections here tonight. So I will take a different tactic. While I do welcome Mr. Frank of Virginia and Bethany Beach to our wonderful area, as a full-time resident of Ocean View, of Sussex County, and a full-time employee of the school districts here, I am already facing a significant cut to ensure that Delaware remains livable. Therefore, I implore this council to at least allow my neighborhood to remain livable, to not force my home to be devalued by the noise and light pollution that will shine directly into our home, and make the challenges of living in Delaware right now even more difficult. Thank you.
Mark Camoli, 24 Reaping Way, Summerfield, Ocean View, full-time resident there. I actually am the recent past president from Saturday of the Summerfield Homeowners Association. And we had a meeting, our annual meeting on Saturday, where we had probably 75% of the homeowners there. I've always been an entrepreneur. I've started many businesses. I've been before councils around the country like this, asking for approval, just like Mr. Frank's doing. And so I kind of took a different tack with a lot of the people one-on-one, and I said, well, you know, why wouldn't you want them there? And it said, you know, and quite frankly, all the reasons we've heard tonight came up time and time again. So it was pretty much unanimous in our whole community, and a lot of the letters you received would reflect that the whole community is totally against it. So I won't be redundant beyond that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next. Anyone else?
Come on up, and you can park it up front here if you want.
Tony McClenney.
Or not.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for hearing us.
Name and address.
My name is Tony McClenney. I reside full-time in Bethany Beach, Delaware. I agree with everything I think that has been presented to you this evening as reasons why this should not be done. I, too, purchased this property after looking at the neighborhood and what the zoning was. I also note that we had people here talking about Summerfield, and they came after I bought my property in Savannah's Landing, which backed up to what used to be a golf driving range. And the day we settled on it with Heidi, we went back to the house, and we looked at the field in back of it, and I said, I wonder how long before that's going to be developed and it's going to be homes. As we looked out, we saw the surveyor surveying for Summerfield, and it's a delightful community next door, and welcome neighbors. This is not a welcome neighbor. I think you've heard that. This is a neighbor we don't want. We would not be here objecting if it were more homes being built. We would not be here objecting if it was somebody who wanted to retain it as it was, where we had horses behind us and it was rather pastoral. The residents of these communities do not wish to be served by another business. Melson's funeral home is a quiet, church-like atmosphere in the neighborhood. I would challenge you as council members, and I don't say this to make you angry or to turn you off to what all of us are asking for, but please implement legislation which requires notice to the property owner. I own property within 40 or to 50 feet of this, and I found it out by reading it in the newspaper and through an email from a friend. I am very familiar with NIMBY, not in my backyard, because I've served in Bethany Beach on the Planning Commission, the Town Council, and currently serve there as mayor. And we need to listen to the residences of our jurisdictions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next.
Good evening. My name is Sandy Poole, and I live in Plantation Park. I've had my home for 26 years and permanently for 13 years. I've seen a lot of changes, some good and some bad. We're familiar with the sayings, the good old boys, deep pockets, and who's in bed with who. You have a chance to change that. We're polluting our waters, destroying our forests, ruining our wetlands, and killing our wildlife. The builders, lawyers, and developers are only driven by money and profit. We love the farmer. He feeds us, he clothes us, but we've not made it profitable to farm anymore because of the development. We all know by now that money and greed are the causes of evil. The only thing the communities and people have is their integrity, their honesty, and the facts. The other stuff is redundant here. And nobody's saying anything about the joggers and bikers. They're on the road all the time. And I know you don't want to put their lives in jeopardy with more traffic. People say, if you don't like it, move. Easy to say, not so easy to do. People have all their money invested in their homes. Their family and friends live here. To some, it's economic hardship. We hope the council will do what is best for our area and finally listen to the people they represent and conform to the surrounding communities. We want Mr. Frank to build, but build his property as they are one, his original purchase. Now is the time to start having sensible building in a sensitive area. In addition, everybody's spoke against this, but I have to tell you, since the planning and zoning, I've been out and canvassed again, and I have 100 more faxes that they did. Also, I like to turn in 140 more signatures here. Six people did not sign this time. One had no reason. Two needed more information. One were research. Two wanted the business. I could turn on
this. Anything to hand in, the gentleman over on the far side will take it.
Are there bike lanes on the road there?
Excuse me?
On Muddy Neck at the intersection. So they're biking and walking on the road as well.
Oh, you are? Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But all through that area,
okay.
Camp Barnes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Parker House.
Uh-huh. Next.
Okay.
Anyone else want to speak?
My name is James Cullen. I live at 38011 Muddy Neck Road, Ocean View, Delaware. The house has been in the family for over 100 years. The property is directly across from Mr. Frank's. Matter of fact, my sister owned that property, and my brother-in-law sold it to him when she died with the impression that he was putting senior housing there. I spoke to him since that, and he was so sorry he sold it, because he would have never sold it if he knew it was going to be commercial. He plans to retire down here in the family property when he dies, you know, gets able to retire. The produce stand that they keep mentioning is part of our family operation. It's been there for over 50 years. Also, the plans they always submit doesn't show the road as it is. There is a bad curve there. There was a worse curve there. That house where I live in now, been there when it was a dirt road, and there was a bad curve in the road. The state came, took some of the curve out, and went to tar and chip. We lost 12 foot of distance from the road to the house at that time. A few years ago, they tied water come through and put water in, put sewers in, put fire hydrants in. They added a bike lane, took more distance away from the house. Now my front door is only 23 feet away from the road. Now they want to put a turning lane in. I have cars coming through my living room. I mean, you laugh, and I can laugh with you, but it's reality. Yeah. The neighborhood does not want this. The neighborhood does not need this. There's plenty of commercial area within walking distance. I mean, if you're a good stout walker, you can ride a bicycle to anything you need. You can reach with a bicycle. We have a lot of paraplegics that will use motorized wheelchairs along the road. They can get to anywhere they need. We don't need the business. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How you doing, Mr. Phillips?
Hey, good to see you.
And you don't need no cars in your living room?
No.
Hi, my name is Lori Fry, and I reside at 37751 Willow Street. Our property backs up directly to the proposed property. Our life is going to be severely impacted by your rezoning decision. Just for the record, I'd like to say that we are totally against the proposed change for obvious reasons. So having said that, what I really want to do is focus on the community and what they want, not just what suits a few people. Tonight, you heard Mr. Frank mention local businesses, neighborhood businesses. All our business needs are met 126 Route 1. You've heard that 356 people have signed petitions. These are local residents. You've received over 369 letters opposing this zoning change. We, the community, have proved not only do we not need the zoning change, we, the community, do not want it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else?
Can you ask for a show of hands, Mr. Griffin?
We'd like a show of hands of those who are in opposition to this. Pretty much everyone who's here other than the applicant and his representatives.
Thank you.
It
would be appropriate to ask for a show of hands for those in support other than the applicant. Okay, thank you. Mr. Griffin, I believe we can close the public hearing.
Mm-hmm. We'll close the record, and council will be required to defer because the commission hasn't given a recommendation.
And I'll entertain that motion.
Motion to defer.
Second.
Motion and a second to defer. Any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Application is deferred. Any further business from council? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move you.
Second. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you.
Okay.